Taking kings is done, adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top, unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge, yeah. We're staying living large, yeah. We're the one who fly, yeah. They don't ever have a chance, why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the backseat boys are back.
Welcome everybody to a Snowed In with the Backseats episode. Johnny Cashmere here. Let's get him in here. We got the president, Phil Stamper. What's up? Staying warm, brother. I love it.
It cold. It really cold.
It is cold. It is really cold. Let's get Tommy Grayson in here. What's up, brother? You staying warm?
I'm cold, Johnny.
Nah, I'm all right.
Yep. I'll tell you, Phil, these fish out here on the lake, they're so big. They'll eat you whole. You're supposed to say they'll eat my what?
I lost the line. I'm sorry.
Grumpy old man. What's up, Donnie B?
What's up, buddies? Do you guys like not pay your heating bill or something? Why is everybody cold?
Because it's cold.
Because I do live in a house with a grumpy old man who doesn't like to pay your heating
bill. Well, everyone, here's the show for tonight.
Because the backseat boys are back.
Now do you see why, Donnie?
Oh, I get it. I love that song so much, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you guys get snow up your way?
Yeah,
we
bit.
Did, actually.
Like 1 inch, maybe 2 inches.
Before I joined us, we had a little pregame. So by 5 o'clock, we had 8.5 inches. That fell since about 1 in the morning.
We had about 6.5, 7 here in Jersey. At the shore, and this Saturday coming up, they're already saying 9 to 10 to 12 inches, 70% chance.
I believe it when I see it. Like I said, we'll play that one by ear.
Right.
So, like,
we absolutely will.
Like, I'm driving around this weekend, and I keep looking. I've gone to like Cleveland and Lewistown and State College. I keep checking all these cities, and they're like, "Yeah, precipitation, but like less than 1/100 of an inch." So I'm like, "What's happening?" And I'm waiting that. So I feel like the opposite's gonna happen. I'm gonna be on the road traveling, and then I'm gonna be screwed.
That is probably bad. You're right. I like your hoodie, man. Is that like a snuggie?
It's part of a bathrobe. It's a fleece bathrobe that has a hoodie on it.
A snuggie.
Yeah, it is not a snuggie. Like I can open it in the front. I have arms.
Looks like a snuggie to me. I don't know.
It's comfortable and it's warm. That's all I care about right now.
Yeah, hell yeah. So we have a lot of announcements tonight, you guys. We're going to announce a lot of stuff. A lot of the people in the chat were just watching Trip TV Season 2. The new episode just came out. What a great episode featuring the Backseat Boys and their excursions around the country with various promotions like Juggalo Championship Wrestling and many others. Donnie, it was a very good show. You would have liked it.
I watched a couple minutes of it. I got to watch the whole thing.
You can still catch the... I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say you can still catch the tit. You can still catch the tail end of it right now.
Yeah.
Live on the YouTube. But it's been a blast putting together, and you know, just you guys take over. You know, I'm sick of talking.
I just want to say what you guys are doing is so cool, man. I just hope that other talent out there takes notice of this. Like, this is the kind of stuff you do to get noticed, to separate yourself from the pack. To show that you want it, like that's what I think is really cool. What you guys are doing, man. Not too many talents out there are doing what you guys are doing right now, just from all aspects of the business, promoting yourself, getting your content out there. And for anybody that doesn't think that that's important, social media content, I got 3 words for you, or 4 words: double chunk chocolate cookie.
Yeah, seriously, you ain't lying about that, Donnie. You are not lying. I mean, we have our own private communication, and I literally went and, you know, got myself a double chunk chocolate cookie and a chicken bake and was literally sending these guys reviews exactly like these guys. So if you want to figure out how to start a pattern, social media, it's right there in front of you. There's so much untapped resources, and we're just taking advantage of an untapped market right now, and we're having fun doing it.
Eric, or Big Boom AJ said hello to Johnny through me. I saw him on New Year's Day. I hung out with the family. We went to go see them, and you know, he was down in Manilocan for a he rented a house in Manilocan for a week to hang out with his whole family, and it was good to catch up with him. The Rizzler was there. My girls hung out with them. It was awesome. Great time. And I think he – I knew about it, but I think he just made the announcement. He's actually wrestling again in March for AEW. Okay. I know what it is, but it's not mine to tell. It's actually going to be really cool when it happens. I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's going to be cool as shit. And, you know, sky's the limit, man.
It's awesome, man. It's so awesome. I saw it announced on one of the – somewhere on Instagram what he's going to be doing at the next event. It looks phenomenal, Donnie. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's in L.A. He asked me, he wanted me to go. He said, I think we have cheer. I think one of our cheer competitions that weekend is actually in Baltimore. So I have to see. If I can swing it, I'll go out. I've never been to L.A. for wrestling, so I told him I would go out to that. So we'll see what happens. It's always a great time at AEW. The last one I went to was awesome. Could not have been better. So we'll see. I'll see what happens.
The Welch's family would appreciate if you make the trip out there. So try to do it.
Oh, they were so great. I'll try, bro. Maybe I'll put you in my suitcase, Johnny.
That'd be great.
Next week,
I could be your emotional support.
The gift that I have for Johnny, I'm going to give him on Saturday night. We can review that next week.
Yeah. Donnie, I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, you know what? You pop. No, but it's not him. Unless you're talking about Rick Ratchet, but
yeah. Well, hey, brother, beggars can't be choosers. No, I'd be the luckiest man in the world. Are you fucking kidding?
Nah, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
My buddy Matt is joining us. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, once a year, I always try to get a big gathering of some of my closest friends together, and we go out to a big special dinner, and this year we're going down to Atlantic City on Saturday night. It's one of the premier restaurants. I think there's 10 of us total going, and then we go to hit some of the casinos. It's just a good night, and it's some of these guys I've been friends with for over 30 years, closer to 35. So it's like when you get that, you realize that as the years go on, some of these guys aren't going to be in the picture the next year, you know what I mean? So it hits you a little harder. So every time we get together, it's very special now. So Saturday night, and I asked Johnny if he wanted to join us, and he said yes. And he was overwhelmingly approved by the group. I didn't tell him that. It was a resounding 9-0 vote yes to have Johnny included. There was a vote taken.
That was, man.
9-0. All that.
Donnie. I feel like I'm finally invited to the executive card game with JFK Jr. and Lawrence Taylor.
It was a big deal, bro. I had to bring it in front of the group. I knew they would be cool with it, but they were like, of course. We actually do a vote one by one.
Was it like Simba? Did you kind of like hold me up to them?
No, I just said, I have a matter for the table. I'd like to bring for the council. And they said, oh, okay. So
Johnny's lonely and pathetic. We got to get him here. And they're like, fine.
I left that out.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you. Good looking, brother. Love you.
If you play your cards right, when we go into the casino, I'll help you get your wrap down.
All right. I like it, brother. If it doesn't snow, if we don't get the 12 inches of snow this Saturday that we're saying.
Yeah, if we do, we'll just go another day, but we should be all right.
Yeah, that's all, bro. Just go.
So what's going on in wrestling? I don't even know what's happening. I know tonight is a big night, right? Netflix.
Big night. We're going to talk about that in a
minute.
Big
night.
Donnie, I know you have to leave early. You can't do the whole hour, correct?
7:30. I got about a half hour that I got to go in and grab Charlotte from cheer practice.
We have an I'm nothing to do.
Let's hear it.
Yes.
That we have to do while you're here. Even though JP probably won't be in for another whatever, we got to do this. All right. I don't know if you can see the screen. All right.
I can see it.
You know how every now and again they make these posters of everyone in wrestling of the same nationality?
Yes.
The same ethnicity, the same group of people, whatever it might be.
Right.
Oh, is this the Jewish one with all the Jewish people? I saw that.
The Jewish Heritage one came out, and look at what now. This, hold on, let me.
Do we have an actual like picture of all of?
Well, it's what are we doing? Not bad area. Which one is this?
It's and I'm nothing.
There it is. I'm nothing. Okay, put that up there.
Yeah,
I'm nothing. Okay.
it could be bad area too.
Yeah. So look. Nick Burke posts down the bottom. Baruch Hashem, which Phil, that means what?
I looked it up. Now I can't remember.
Something with God.
God holds to God, or
blessed the God. Blessed our God.
Blessed God. And he wrote WTF am I? ? And look what what the F am I? Like, in other words, everyone on this poster are all of Jewish American heritage.
In
he is saying, why am I not on this active wrestler poster?
He's not in the business.
Well, he posted it. But look at what J.P. Grayson, the backseat boy, posted as a response. He wrote, Nick Burke, and I'm nothing.
Oh, that's fucking tremendous. Oh, I mean, that's tremendous.
That's all right. That warrants it.
We'll allow it for you, Donnie. You get seniority and right to swear.
Listen, I don't mean to sound like a fool, but, I like Nick. I have no issue with Nick.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in the business. Should I? There's my neighbors like four or five houses down, the Freedmans. Should they be on the poster? They're not in the business either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do we just put anybody on it?
That's it, man. That's all you got to do. Gabe Sapolsky's on it. They put Gabe on it.
I popped huge for that because Gabe is right next to Silbercleat.
Yes, he is.
Jared Silbercleat.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah.
That's
right
great.
Next to my boy.
You know, if Gabe shaved his head, he might look a little Silbercleat-ish now that I think about it.
It could be his younger brother, like Louis doing a Paul E. gimmick.
Yeah. What about Simon Gotch, the turncoat? He was on my Italian heritage one, and now he's on their Jewish heritage one with the back seats.
Wait a minute. Is he like both?
Yeah, he just puts his feet in any pond. He's just a front runner when it comes to nationality.
Well, I mean, I guess it works.
I guess so.
Where's the poster for Italian-Irish Mark Booker promoters? That's the one I'll be on.
I feel like there would be a lot, especially in the New York, New Jersey area.
Yeah, Phil, you could be on that. We'll put Danny McDevitt on that, too.
I'm not Italian. That's the only – that's an ethnicity. I don't have Italian.
What are you?
Irish, German, and Native American.
Yeah.
Two out of three ain't bad. Yeah.
He applied to be Italian, but me and Robbie turned down his request.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, can't have it, man. Just can't have it.
My cooking.
Yeah.
Some point.
Yep. But you're right. Gotch is going to twist me into a pretzel for that.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you're probably right. So we got an announcement to make. We're going to announce two matches tonight for February 8th. We got to get more wrestling out there. All right?
Yes.
So we're going to announce the first match right now.
Sounds good.
Homeless Vaughn versus Kurt Robinson. They are tied 1-1. We are going to have a dumpster match, everybody. Oh, hell yeah. So, guys, I talked to Robbie. We have family in the waste management business. We're going to try our best to have a dumpster in that building at the ringside. Hopefully, we'll pull it off. We got to call in some favors. I'll do what I got to do to get that dumpster there, guys. If I'm floating in the river the next day, you know why.
Isn't the homeless guy used to the dumpster? Like, doesn't he live in one? Like, you know what I mean? Isn't that big of a stretch for him to be put in it?
Well, you know how to win a dumpster match. You have to put your opponent in and close the lid. It's like a coffin match or a tiger cage match for that.
Or a casket match or whatever.
What if we bring in the dumpster, but then out comes Charlie Tiger, like just randomly? He's been living in the dumpster since the cage match.
No, what's going to be over is me pushing the dumpster up the gradient in the parking garage, across the floor of the off-track bedding, into the – I'm going to video it. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
We should do a dumpster cam, Tommy Grayson, a dumpster cam?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. A dumpster cam. I want to see how you get it in there and get it out.
Yes, and then a dumpster cam from the point of view of the dumpster during the match too. Why not?
Well, not for
and
nothing.
We'll also
the match. The homeless guy should be in the dumpster when the match starts, right?
Agreed.
Ah.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, your logic is flawless, Donnie. But see, what I'm thinking is, you know, you do a time lapse shot of the entire setup, so that if anything should go, you know, wrong, you know exactly what happened from the moment that, you know, the dumpster was wheeled in.
Yeah.
That's a good idea for homeless Vaughn. He needs a squeegee, by the way. Yeah. I was in New York 2 weeks ago, and they still have squeegee guys out there. Couldn't believe it.
That's great.
Yeah. You should have had a
That's
camera
great.
Then.
You can hang outside.
Yeah. It was something else. Yeah.
That's excellent.
I'll tell you those stories in person about New York. I'll tell you that in person on Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not fit for love the interviews.
I love I a good New York story.
Off there.
You're and talking to you a New Yorker, Donnie.
Oh, the Patriot.
The Patriot's the new president.
He
How
is?
Do you feel about that, Phil?
As the president of wrestling, I welcome another president to join us.
You got to win the election.
He's president, never been out of shape. Yeah.
It's happening.
No. No. Yeah, he's
always
awesome,
in
man.
Shape.
I'm so happy to have
he
him.
He reminds me, and Johnny, you would have popped for this. When we were parking our car in New York, I'll tell this real quick. We get out of in the parking garage. We get out. We look to the left and putting his gimmick on his hat and like his glasses and stuff and just like taking him off, getting his stuff ready was the Naked Cowboy. The guy.
Oh, that guy.
Bro, he was still in amazing shape. That guy with the boots and then he goes out into like Times Square and he charges money for his photo. The guy still looked like $1 million and he's got it. 60. He's older than me, but he was to his gift like cars away from us. Yeah.
Steve,
and my wife and my two daughters, their heads spun around real quick. They're like, who is that?
Good Lord.
I said, that's my Halloween costume next year.
Please, Donnie, please don't. I have a Naked Cowboy and a Naked Cowgirl story from like when I had to have been your daughter's age. And it involved
really?
My parents. Yes, we were trekking through Manhattan. This had to have been 2010 after attending a family function, and for whatever reason, we decided to go trekking into the populated area. And there was the Naked Cowboy and the Naked Cowgirl, and just fathers who indulge in characters with their young kids. It's just that. I don't know. It was very uncomfortable for me to witness. So don't put your daughters through that. That's all I'm going to say.
I didn't know there was a Naked Cowgirl. I had no idea that she existed.
Yeah, it was a lot more conservative than I'm probably leading on, but just the idea of that at a time. And then it didn't jive, right?
Yeah. I mean, the brother was making money though. Brother had a fanny pack that looked like, Nova's in the 1990s when he was selling gimmicks. You know what I mean? The brother had like singles and fives popping out of that fanny pack. Yeah.
That's Cardona too much. I can't.
For that. Yeah.
By the way, I forgot to ask everyone, how was your New Year's? Everyone have a good New Year's?
Yeah, it was cool, Phil.
It was very chill. It was very chill. I went over to a neighbor's.
We heard all about it.
Yeah,
you caught.
I had been on the tail end of a cold, like for a week. So.
Yeah, right. He caught the kissing disease at midnight. That's what happened.
Oh no!
But so Donnie, did you? You didn't go to Times Square and wear your adult diapers all day like they do?
No, we went to my in-laws, and then the kids turned on the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve or whatever, and lo and behold, who do I see on it? The Rizzler. The Rizzler's on it. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
I saw him the next day. I was like, dude, you were on New Year's. He's like, yeah, I know.
Just like that.
Yeah. Just like that.
Just like that. I can't even look at people in the crowd anymore. I can't watch New Year's because I know that they're sitting in their own feces. It makes me disgusted.
I can't even watch it. Yeah.
Can't even watch it. And did you see when they opened Times Square and everyone just ran? It looked like a herd
All
of cattle.
Marks. It reminded me years ago for one of my wife's birthday presents, I got us tickets to the pit. They call it the pit, the area right next to the stage for Luke Bryan. this has got to be 10, 12 years ago. And they did that. They opened up. I made friends with a security guard, and he told me where to wait near the gate. So when they opened it, we kind of ran down there and we set up shop, right? And I had to like wingspan my arms left and right to give us enough space so she could catch up to me and like come next to me and we'd have room to move. But we couldn't leave that spot for like 6 or 7 hours, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, you couldn't. It was crazy. I didn't go to the bathroom. She went, I think, and I had to like hold my ground and like hold her spot. But dude, it was insane. I would never do that again.
And for what? To watch a ball drop that you can watch from this, from your home.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. My wife went once, twice. My mom went when she was a kid to Times Square with her friends, and my wife went once, but I never did.
I never went. As soon as I heard adult diapers, that was it.
Right. Right. At one point, I thought about it, and I was like, mm-mm. Even going to D.C. to do it, I was like.
I actually went 2 years in a row back-to-back, and it was only because a friend of mine, who is now a New York City cop, his father was actually chief of police in Times Square. So we got, like, pretty much a police. Yeah, so we were able to get a police escort, and we were able to go. I mean, it's. You know, it fine, time and place.
It is cool, I think it's cool. I think it's a cool thing for everybody to say they did at least once.
Yeah,
point, not for me, but I wish I would have went at least once.
Anybody in the chat, have you gone to Times Square or did you do anything like where you went to see a thing happen on New Year's? Because like there's all these little cities like in Pennsylvania, like Hershey, like they raise up a kiss.
Yeah.
One where there's like a turnip that drops.
Phil, you pop for this. We went, I don't know what year it was. I want to say it was like 98 or 99. My buddy had waited online. Like, remember you used to wait online to get tickets for concerts?
Hell yeah.
He slept overnight to get the tickets for Kiss on New Year's Eve at the Meadowlands. And we got like eighth row. We were eighth row to see Kiss in the Meadowlands on New Year's Eve. Sitting the row in front of us like a fan, right next to us was Sebastian Bach.
Wow.
Yes. And at New Year, at like 11:57 or whatever it was, I think they were either doing Beth or Detroit. I forget what they were doing, but they stopped and they went in literally at 11:59. They started Rock and Roll All Night. And when it hit midnight, a shit ton of confetti and balloons and everything came down from the sky. It was awesome, dude. It was probably one of the coolest New Year's Eve things I've ever seen. Was Kiss. I want to say it was 99, Kiss at the Meadowlands. It was awesome, bro.
That was right around the same year that they played Under the Brooklyn Bridge on the MTV Awards. Remember that?
Yeah, I think I can't remember the year. I want to say 99. I might be wrong. But, yeah, that ranks
it was right
up
around
there.
The same time.
So did they do – was that before or after they did Psycho Circus?
I want to say that was after because I went – me and Pat Kenny, Simon Diamond, we went to the Psycho Circus tour. And that's where the term SPO was born. Sitting up in the bleacher seats at Psycho Circus, we were talking about guys putting themselves over, and Pat Kenny said, yeah, it's a self-put-over, SPO. Yeah. He was the person that created the word SPO, self-put-over. That was Pat Kenny, Simon Diamond, at the Psycho Circus tour for Kiss. I was sitting right next to him when it happened.
Hmm. I don't know if you guys remember New Year's Eve back in the 97, there was a riot on South Street in Philly. I was right in the middle of it, like literally right in the middle of a riot. People were throwing like 40 bottles, like those old English 40 bottles off the second off the roof, and they were splattering everywhere. Women were holding their babies and screaming and running. The police had to go down the street with mounted officers. Man, it was the scariest thing I've ever been on, and that was New Year's Eve in Philly.
That's terrible.
On South Street. Yeah, that was scary, man. Luckily, I got into an Italian bar.
Was Bernie there?
Yep. No, it was me and my friend. No, it was before I even met Trent. It was like a year before I met Trent, right before I got in the business.
Can you imagine what he was doing on New Year's Eve?
I can, but I would be scarred for life, Donnie.
Imagine he was on the other side of those riots. He was probably the one throwing those bottles, him and your brother Robbie.
Yeah, probably. Real quick, before we move on, I want to take a minute to talk about our fellow not-for-profit friends, Santa Kringle. Kringle cares, Santa anytime. So if you or anyone in your family, you know, if you know someone who's not going to make it till Christmas, God forbid, this man in the Philadelphia area will bring Christmas to them anytime as Santa Claus. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, and I'm happy to push it here at SPO. Wow. We're happy to have him. So if you guys are interested, get in touch with me. Get in touch. You can follow him on social media at the Santa Kringle. So check him out.
That is awesome.
Yeah, if you go to SPOWrestling.com and check out our SPO Wrestling on Instagram, check out our story. It's right there. You can link all the talent for the event coming up. We've been adding a lot of stuff to the event, you guys. We still have one more match that we're going to announce in a few more minutes. But before we do, I want to real quick say that we have two other announcements for this event. First of all, we're going to get Pat Sullivan, the Bare Knuckle Fight Club fighter. He is going to be fighting on the 25th at the Wells Fargo Center against Tomlinson Jr. in a bare knuckle fight. This thing's already, I don't know if it's sold out, but man, you should see the size and scope of this event that's coming. And we're so happy to have Sullivan. Awesome. He's going to be at our pregame. He's going to be at Hank's pregame show to meet and greet the fans. And you don't want to miss it. So be there at 5 o'clock when doors open. And our next guest, we are going to have a special performance by DJ Khalil. He will be performing live at the pre-show, 5 o'clock at the Hank's pregame Buffalo Wild Wing show, 5 o'clock. Bring your family, bring the kids, come on down, meet all the stars from SPO Wrestling. Sound good,
that
guys?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome, bro. I just love the fact that you make these events like so special with everything extra. And just like the idea of the pregame or pre-show, it just, I love it, man. I just love everything you guys are doing.
Thanks, brother. You inspired me, and that's the honest to God truth.
No, I appreciate it, man. But you've run with this way more than me.
Well, we're Pat Sullivan. He's going to be fighting on Triller. He already fought on Triller. This next event is not, I don't think it's on Triller. This next event is on, if you read down the bottom, DAZN.com. Buy tickets at BKFC.com, which is Bare Knuckle Fighting Club, Fight Club. And then you can watch it at D as in Donnie, A-Z-N, E-A-Z-N.com. So don't miss that. We're pulling for our boy Sullivan. If he wins, we're going to have a Bare Knuckle Victor at February 8th. So nice. I can't wait for that. Hell yeah, brother.
Let's go, bro. So,
and we announce have you all ever seen like some of the photos from the – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Phil.
I was going to say, have you also seen some of the pictures from the bare knuckle fighting? I mean, it's like shoulder to shoulder walled. It is New Year's Eve when you go to one of those fights. Like, it is a packed joint. So this, like, that's awesome.
It draws. Yeah.
It does draw. It's Damon Feldman's older brother, David Feldman, that runs the bare knuckle. So the Feldmans are a pretty prominent promoter brother tag team in the Philadelphia area. So you see why me and Robbie kind of like these guys, you know?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. I've learned a lot from them. Donnie, I've learned a ton from you, but I've learned a lot from Damon too, man.
You should. You can learn from everyone.
Yeah, man. He's a master at graphics and at pushing, man. His celebrity boxing has a new post every day. And it's just, he taught me what I'm paying attention, Donnie. I'm taking notes. That's good. All I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Let's announce the match now while Donnie's still here, all right? So we got one more match, a tag team match. Primal Fear versus Post Game. This is going to be hot. Post Game debuted last event against the Backseat Boys. Primal Fear are actually on quite a streak. They actually won. They have a victory over a young tag team at Un-Effin' Necessary. And then at the last event, gosh, I can't even think of what they did at the last event right now.
They took on the Rep.
Yes. Oh, what a great match. And you can't fault them for not beating the Rep. I don't think anyone can beat the Rep, except maybe the Backseat Boys on a lucky day.
Yeah, that looks like a great match. I like the name Post Game. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are cool, man.
Right. They're really nice. Cool. They're great guys. Like, and they bring it. Like, they
good.
Live energy has a brand of energy, but like Post Game has a whole other level of fun, but technique. Like, they know what they're doing. Is it just a ploy? Is it just to get behind your head? Or is it like, no, these guys are just having fun and beating your ass when they do it?
That's awesome.
Did you say live energy or did you mean live danger?
I meant live danger.
Live energy. But,
the guy all the way on the right on Post Game, that's Holada Vinny Talada, Donnie. Mm-hmm. You like that name?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So
what's
listen, to, I'm gonna
Miami.
The other guy's named Miami Mike Walker.
Oh, he's from MCW, so, right? From Dan?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I know. That's right. I was a mark for that gimmick. I love the name Miami Mike.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So
I mean, big 80s. That fits right into you.
I know. That's why I popped for him, because he kind of had like an 80s gimmick. I saw his picture once.
Yeah, well, Vinny Tolada, listen, these guys were in a tag match. I think it might have been yesterday, Phil, at the show you were at.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Someone threw a streamer and it hit Vinny in the temple and he bumped off the streamer. It's that is hysterical. Awesome.
That's a Rick Ratchet spot. Great.
It is a Rick Ratchet spot.
100%.
So people in the chat are excited about Primal Fear. Yeah, hell yeah, man. This is gonna be awesome. I'm excited for these matches, gentlemen. Donnie.
Yeah, I want to see them, dude. Like I said, I'll be in Key West, but I'll be there in spirit for this one.
Yeah, and then you'll be at the next one. We need you at the next one.
I know, bro. I've been trying to get one.
I know.
Let me see about that It'll May 3rd one. I might be able to come to the May 3rd. I want to see them against the Rock and Roll.
I want to say right now, I'm going to tell the whole world, Donnie B., if you show up on May 3rd to the ECW Arena, you can manage the Backseat Boys, and I will stay in the back and watch and be a supporter.
Oh, my God. I couldn't take that from
you.
You
have to.
No,
it's got to happen.
Guys are
footage.
You guys are both going to be out there with us. That's what's going to happen. You guys are both going
to take the double drop kick. If I could take the double drop kick, I could go to heaven in peace.
Just Donnie, so you can – all right. Donnie's taking the double drop kick, and you have to take the Donnie B bump from the apron. But no, at the arena.
Oh, if my legs will explode when I hit the ground, but it'll be worth it.
Donnie, you and me will do the double dive. You and me will do the dive where we put our arms around each other and dive over the top rope together like me and Trent.
Probably not. Yeah, right onto Phil.
On to Phil. I was about to say Phil.
Wait a minute.
Phil, put your hood up, Phil. We're coming.
Yeah, you don't want to catch this, Phil. You might get hurt. It'll be like all those years I caught Devin Storm's big, gigantic knee braces into the head.
Oh God. He still bumps on sections of guardrail in the ring like every show. He's a maniac.
I absolutely love him. Boys, I have to say goodbye because I have to go in now and pick up Charlotte from cheer practice. I'm glad I could stop in tonight. Next Monday I'll be around for the whole show, so we're all good on that. But Johnny, I'll see you Saturday night. Phil and the Tommy, I'll see you guys later on.
Donnie, please. I know you got to go, but I forgot to say, just for real.
Go ahead.
Brian Logan is actually in the hospital today in Langhorne. He's got some serious issues right now, so keep him in your prayers. He should be okay. God. Yeah.
Text me privately and let me know what the deal
is. I will. I just all right. Thank you, brother.
Text me privately and tell me how I get a hold of him.
All right, I will. Thank you, brother.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Yeah, that's one of our own, man. Brian Logan, one of our own, referee Brian Logan, one of my oldest friends. In the hospital right now. So our prayers, our thoughts go out to him. You know, it's a snow day, so there was ever a day to be in a hospital, it's today. At least he had good spirits and was making jokes, but God bless him. We're here for you, brother. Love you, man.
How is Guy?
Pat Tanaka. How is Guy? Guy is good. So now that Donnie's gone, what's going to happen this Saturday, Tommy Grayson?
Well, now that Donnie is gone, Steve Jordan said it best. Wrestling-related show this Saturday coming up, 827 Jersey Avenue, Gloucester City, New Jack City Slam. Good show. Come out. $30 at the door.
No, we beat him to it. So this is actually not too far from where UnF and Necessary was held. So it's what we would call our kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? You think we should go to this thing? We're not booked. But look at some of the people on there. Robbie's on there, my brother, the FBI.
We got Tarzan from JCW. We got Devontez.
Who just got married. Congrats.
Congrats to him. Shouts out to him. We also got Hyena Hex, the bottom right.
Oh, is that him? Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think we should show up to this. We're the Backseat Boys. We go where we want.
It's our type of area too, right? The best kind.
Yeah, best kind of area. Steve Jordan will be working the show. In what capacity, Steve? What are you going to do for them that day? Are you going to actually wrestle?
He's going to let the back seats in the back.
Oh, there you go.
Don Chaos said, "Keep up the great work, guys." Yeah, these guys are killing it, man. I'm very excited, dude. You guys are.
Thank you, Don.
It's all we ever wanted for you. It's all me and Donnie ever wanted for you kids. Was isn't that how it feels, Phil? Like Tiny Toon Adventures?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like we're like the Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and these guys are the Babs and Buster, right? It's like Cobra Kai, honestly.
Am I Daffy? No, I'm kidding.
I prefer it's like the Justice League and we're the middle-aged Teen Titans. Yeah. The Teen Titans. Or it's the X-Men and the X-Force or the New Mutants or whatever. I don't know.
It's like giving birth. Nah, I prefer to say it's like taking a you know what.
I prefer to say it's like childbirth. Trust me, it's like taking a shit.
And don't forget, everyone, that Simon Gotch seminar, $40 at the door at Catch Point, Saturday, February 8th at noon. Sit under the Simon Gotch learning tree. I promised I would never say that, but
yeah, it's going to be awesome. You've been dogging on Simon. Like,
no, I didn't mean that. What I meant was like whenever I watch like AEW or something and they say, oh, hardest part of the ring when they land on the apron, you say it too much. Mm-hmm. That's all I mean. It's too much.
It is. But here's an interesting thing about, you know, the side of the ring. And this is kind of off topic, but yesterday we went and did a set of tapings for Memphis Wrestling down in Memphis, obviously. And believe it or not, we wrestled in what was a lower 19 by 19 with about 2 full feet of apron space on each, you know, side of the ring.
Oh, wow.
So, really? Yeah. So I'm convinced that a lot of these modern rings are being specifically made for, you know, the mark wrestlers to do their stuff on the aprons and stuff. You know, I'm personally not the biggest proponent of apron spots. I mean, bumping on them, that is. I mean, I obviously work the apron, use the apron to your advantage, but the what's the word I'm looking for? The constant doing of the moves repeatedly on the apron every single match. Right. Like you see it all too often. And
right.
I think guys were doing it and they were getting hurt because of how little space there was. So I think now rings are being made with that in mind.
Well, because there were some rings that always had that. Like I think in Canada, when IWS started, that was sort of a thing they were doing, but they had that extra space. And so then especially like a CCW that picked up from them was trying to do that, but they didn't have that same kind of space on the outside. And right, so then everyone tried to replicate then that. And it was like, I feel you're right. It kind of went down from there.
Yeah. But well, I meant the term, like when you say sitting under the learning tree, like, isn't that already played out? Kind of.
I guess now because of the whole thing with Jericho making it his gimmick, but
right,
to me,
that's what it is.
But to me, the whole learning tree thing is that always, I don't know. I don't associate that with a wrestling connotation. To me, learning tree is always just like, all right, you're going to somebody for wisdom. Learning tree could be anybody. You could be going under the learning tree just if you're somebody who's attending like a meeting. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting under a learning tree. You're there to learn.
My canon now, Johnny's just making a knuckle and digging it in the side of Simon Gotch. Just, you know, he's going to get twisted into a pretzel at some point.
It had nothing to do with Simon. No, I love Simon. Let me tell you something. I am the biggest fan of Simon out of all of us. And we all know
this. He is. He is. I think the only contender is me because of the amount of jokes that I make about a very specific topic regarding our good buddy Simon Gotch. But if Johnny is genuinely a big fan of Mr. Simon.
And the whole, the vaudevillains as
the
an
vaudevillains.
In general.
Yeah. Yes.
I was a huge fan. Like, even though I was an adult, I would have had that poster on my wall. Like, I was that into them when they first came out. It was so refreshing and new and awesome. I just loved it. That's just me. I don't know. I loved it. But anyone, if you're interested in getting vending space at our next event, let us know. Tell some people you know. Anyone that might want to vend, we have the pre-show, the Hanks pre-show starting at 5. We're going to have tons of people in the building. We want everyone there. There's going to be families from Chester. There's going to be the police is going to have a presence there. There's going to be all kinds of cool stuff going on. You guys do not want to miss this. It's going to be a party. We're going to add more and more and more to it. Like, Tommy, am I crazy or does this already have a feel of like the old firehouse shows where like you start with a snowball rolling down a mountain and before weeks and weeks, you got something bigger. Like that's what's happening, right?
We have found the creative spark that we've been missing for quite, you know, a hot minute. Not to say that we lost it, but I just, when you start running events so close together and you lose sight of what your original goal was, you know, we're back to that goal. Our goal was to put on kick-ass events and, you know, make these must-see events. And, you know, based on these, on this lineup and, you know, the pre-show meet and greet, I think it's safe to say that this is going to be a must-see event.
I agree. I'm excited.
Must attend event. Excuse me.
A must attend event. Yeah, I got to agree, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. So if there's anybody, if you have comic books that you're looking to get rid of, if you have action figures that you're looking to get rid of, if you are a proprietor of a very specific type of, whatchamacallit, I'm just going to say, you know, if you are a cannabis vendor, please come and sell your stuff and sell it to me in particular. But, you know, that's just purely speculation. But, you know, please, if you have anything, you know, if you have a button collection that you would like to try and get rid of, if you do magic tricks, if you sell action figures, if you do whatever, if you tell fortunes, please. I would love to have someone actually come and read fortunes. I feel like that would be interesting at a wrestling show.
That would be cool. Especially at a casino. Super villains. At the Hank's pregame show, the Rep will be appearing and Kurt Robinson. They'll both be at the Catch Point table. Catch Point will be represented. That is the same afternoon after the seminar. Blackout, Robbie Marino, Ruckus will both be at the meet and greet Hank's pregame show, as well as the Feral Face Gold Champion. That's the super villains. We also have some superheroes, the Backseat Boys, Joe Clean, Bufa, and the first ever public appearance together of Simon Gotch as Rick Blade, the superpowers of wrestling. And of course, our very special guests, 76ers Big Daddy, the president of SPO, the Patriot, walks on to his presidential floor for the first time. And Mayor Roots will also be in attendance, as well as TNA's Tasha Steele, our very own champion of hybrid and SPO women's. She has an open challenge. And of course, Rerun. Todd Rod Newton plays Rerun. He did it at the Apollo. He's going to be doing it for us. And of course, Santa Kringle. We talked about him a minute ago. So there you go.
All we're missing is Batman.
Don't get me started. You have no idea what I've been going through to get Batman at this thing. I already talked to the Batman of Burlington. He's not able to do it. God bless him. Okay.
God bless you.
I talked to the Delco Batman today or yesterday. He's not able to do it. I told him, I said, listen, I don't care if I have to buy a suit. Batman will be at Hank's pregame party. We got a lot of assignments to me, Robbie, the backseats. We got to get a dumpster in the building. So I use all our connections to get a dumpster, which is going to be fun. Oh, boy. Anyway.
And keep in mind, too, this town that we're in is a quote-unquote, say it with me now.
The town that what in? Chester?
Yes.
No, Chester's a great area. We love Chester. Yeah, Gloucester City, I don't know. Gloucester City might be a little bit of a bad area. And by the way, everyone, if you're wondering, Brian Logan, the reason I said he's in Langhorne is so that you know he's not in Trenton, because Trenton's a bad area. When he hit me up today and said he was in the hospital, my first question was, oh, my God, are you in Trenton? And he's like, hell no, I'm in Langhorne.
I was like, actually, Johnny, I have a bad area, actually. Can we talk about it?
Are you kidding? It's like yes. The highlight of our life is when we have bad areas.
So, as you know, spoke about it earlier yesterday. Myself, my brother JP Grayson, Kerry Morton, and Violent J made our debut for Memphis Wrestling. And one thing that stood out to me upon arriving in Memphis, I picked up a Turo, which for those of you who don't know, it's basically when you rent a vehicle basically renting an Uber. You rent somebody's car. So I rented a Turo. I show up to the hotel. It's the La Quinta, which is like 5 minutes from the Memphis airport. Fine, whatever. I'm going to park, checking in and whatnot. And I had already had my vehicle parked. The lady at the front was basically like, now this is the key for, you know, to open up the gate and everything. So you could park in there. I'm like, is it necessary? And she goes, oh, it's Memphis. And that was pretty much just like the recurring like explanation that I got for just everything. So, you know, perfectly to help me explain this bad area will be none other than my brother. Let's get him in here. Mr. J.P. Racing. Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no. It's bad when you have to do a run-in on a bad area. Let's go.
Nice shirt.
Of course we had to do a run-in on the bad area. So I was just discussing how I was told that we had to park in the gated part of the parking lot at our hotel because Memphis.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize how bad of an area Memphis was until people were telling me. I just never really kept up with, you know, the crime rate or anything like that, you know what I mean?
Historically speaking, Memphis has always been a high crime rate. And as I told everyone, you know, for all you hip hop heads out there, Memphis is the hometown of none other than 3-6 Mafia. And when they had their beef back in the day with favorite of mine, Bone Thugs and Harmony from Cleveland, Busy Bone responded by calling Memphis, and I quote, a bunk ass city.
Mm-hmm. Based on, you know, the old wrestling back in the day over there and what, like, yeah, it's been known, I guess, you know, like people in Memphis, like they like to get down.
Yeah. But it was cool though.
When I went there, they had boiled peanuts for sale at the corner store in a black witch's cauldron out in the front, like outside the building. And you had to grab like a spoon and like dip it in. And then you could, it was delicious.
There was Justin, you want to tell him what else we noticed about our room when we checked in?
Well, I noticed, you know how in most hotel rooms they got like the beds and then they have like a chair in the corner of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in that corner where the chair was basically what it looked like, a hole in the wall from either someone's head or fist. Like it looked like basically a fight went down in the room that we stayed.
It was like literally some shit went down in there. It was like that big of a hole in the wall. It was funny. Yeah.
Like if I show you, I have some videos and pictures. If I showed you, you'd probably be like, yeah, it looked like maybe someone was sitting there and maybe, and like the back of their head probably just went through the wall, or like that's what it could have looked like just based on like the measurements and everything where the whole chair is set up. It just, yeah. I ain't no forensic scientist, but you know what I mean?
I think a CEO was killed in that hotel room before you got there. That's what must have happened.
Oh man.
Or maybe,
hey, leave Kurt Robinson's name out of this.
Wow. But yeah, there were several moments where we were just at throughout the day, and just anything that could have happened, it was just, yeah, Memphis.
Yeah, but yeah. Needless to say, it was, overall, the wrestling and the event itself was awesome and spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah, the event was awesome. Nothing but good things to say about the crew down at Memphis Wrestling. Shouts out to them. You could catch them on YouTube. I believe they do weekly airings of their television tapings, and they tape for, I believe, like a month's worth at a time. You know, they got a good thing going. So be happy to, you know, go there anytime. And even though it is a bad area, you know what they say, the ghetto got love and the love is all good. And backseats have always, ever since we were the Amazing Graysons, we always made our name in the quote unquote bad areas. Our first match against Nunzio was in Mount Vernon, New York street fair.
We always come out with that hood love wherever we go.
Well, Rap Boy is saying Trenton's not that bad. I've lived here for 60 years. So Brian,
no, listen.
This is right after he called himself, bring him in as Rat Boy and do Rat Boy from Trenton. So
Trenton is not good, Rat Boy.
But the whole thing isn't bad. I'm talking about where the hospital is. That's why Logan didn't go to the Trenton Hospital. It's like what Robbie did. He didn't want to go to Chester Crozier. He had to get helivac to Philly. Brian did the same thing.
What's your story, Justin?
We almost got, well, you know this. We almost got stranded in Trenton once on the way to the show. We played ping pong with the Garden State Turnpike guardrails and stranded ourselves in Trenton.
In a bad area?
Yeah. In the middle of the highway. Yeah,
it was a bad area? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad area. That was that was fun time. I was merging, and them roads was slippery, and then we went to the left, and then we went all the way to the right.
It was like 360. It was insane. But that was like just one of the cars that we've been through. not to, you know, crazy yes. subject.
But so, us backseat boys.
BSB's been through many, many cars in their lives and careers, just being on the road. Not saying that we're bad drivers, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. JP, while you're here, I got to put you over. Because listen, Donnie could only do the first half hour tonight, and I knew you could only do the second half hour. So I had a conundrum. When do we do the "and I'm nothing, why you nada"? We had to do it for Donnie. So we already did it. But I want to give you an honorable mention and put it up on the screen because your reflexes to immediately reply to Nick Burke's, "why, you know," and write "and I'm nothing." Yep. Donnie popped huge. Like, that is just brilliant. Dude, it's like when someone says something to you, if you immediately retort with like a nasty comeback, you get away with it because you didn't put any real forethought into it. Mm-hmm. That's you, bro. You saw it and just reacted. And boom, first instinct was put "why you not" on there. And exactly, it gave us a good thing to talk about today. So good job.
I seized the day, then I seized the opportunity. That's right. Shout out to my boy Aguila Rios, S.A. Rios, Mr. Aguila. Yep. Been in the ring with him twice, one in the States, one in Mexico, and I would love to run it back with him again. I'm putting this out there right now, 2025. We are going to have another match with Mr. Aguila one way or another.
Yes, oh, yeah. And it's going to be an I'm nothing match. The winner will have to get on the mic and publicly declare in a live audience, "and I'm nothing.
That's perfect. And then yes, winner will have, let's say, Lita will manage them in the next upcoming match.
Ooh,
how about that? The managerial rights for Lita.
Oh, there you go.
I
pick Lita.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes. So that's what we're manifesting. We're manifesting an "and I'm nothing" match with Mr. Aguila.
We have all these fun matches. We already announced the dumpster match. And JP, I was telling everyone, me and Robbie got to get our family together to get this dumpster. But look, there's a 1-800 number on the dumpster.
Oh God!
I may actually call that. Yeah, maybe next week on the Spokecast, let's call that number and see who answers.
Oh no!
Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah, let's do it. It could be anyone. It's probably Tony Soprano. Barone Sanitation. How can I help you?
I mean, you already said your family works in waste management. What if it's like your cousin?
Then
things might go easier.
Dude, throw a dart out the window. You're going to hit one of me and Robbie's cousins.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
You know. That's how
Jesus,
that goes.
Is this necessary?
I got a lead on these Pokemon cards for everybody. Johnny, when are you defending your championship? That's what Danger Ginger just asked me.
That's a good question.
I don't know. Maybe I'll retire it. You guys decide. What should I do with my title? Should I retire it? I feel like I'm the only person that should ever have that silver Trent belt. That's my selfishness, but we'll see. I have to make a decision soon because I'm either going to have to get stripped of it or defend it real soon. So thanks for bringing that up, Danger Ginger. Any other paper cut you want to give me and then pour salt into?
I mean, you're unbreakable, man. A paper cut is like nothing, right?
That's right. I'm unbreakable. Yeah. And today's Big Hair Johnny. I'm going to host Ancient Aliens after this, everyone.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's like how you looked when we met you at Donnie's show. The contest of champs. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah, this is classy Johnny. Yeah. This is Robert, this is lonely Johnny.
This is Robert Downey Johnny.
I'll take that.
60s greaser Johnny.
No, he's like, too handsome. Like white he's too handsome. Like, no, he's too handsome, and his hair is too spiky. His hair is too spiky to be a greaser. Okay.
Thank you.
That's what's holding it up.
If it were, I got more greaser style hair because of how slick back it is.
My
Johnny's
hair.
Got the spikes.
You know, I work hard on my hair, and you hit it. You hit my hair. You guys know that? From John Travolta. Yo, Tommy, don't even get us started doing impressions.
I totally do, man. You know, I'm a big fan of Travolta, man.
We got 6 minutes till Raw, by the way, and this is going to be like the biggest Raw of all time. That's why we had to move Trip TV to earlier. Right. Awesome show. If you guys missed it, go watch it on the Backseat Boys YouTube. Anytime.
Go watch it. Trip TV, Season 2, Episode 3, Backseats Forever. Specifically name that because obviously it goes with the song Backseats Forever. And being the original Batman Mark that we are, Marks, rather, third in the trilogy was Batman Forever. And if you ask me, it's the best of the original trilogy what's his name? Val Kilmer as Batman and Chris O'Donnell as Robin. That one is actually probably my favorite live action.
Johnny's like, what?
Yeah, you've never told me this before, Thomas. We need to talk.
I said it was Batman Forever, not Batman and Robin.
What about the original Batman? You think Val Kilmer was better than Michael Keaton, bro?
Not better. I'm just saying I enjoy the movie because I like Batman and Robin. And
are you guys going to hate me if I said George Clooney was the better one out of them all?
I think he was not. Yes, he was the best Bruce Wayne.
I think
he was the best Bruce Wayne.
I'll give
he
you
was
that.
The best Bruce. He was the
I thought
best
he had
Bruce Wayne.
The best costume too,
with the nipples and the cod pieces.
He was the most toyetic. That was the most toyetic movie ever.
Listen, people need to realize those movies were made to sell toys to JP and Tommy Grayson, and JP and Tommy Grayson bought those toys. They didn't replace the BTAS toys, okay? Yeah. But they were made to sell toys.
Those were iconic.
Yes. So. Backseats Forever, Season 2, Episode 3, featuring recurring segments such as the return of, and I'm a tired.
I'm a tired.
And also featuring various segments of the Backseat Boys music video. I'm very disappointed because something that I put a lot of time into that I failed to save exclusively, I didn't get to air, but it's okay because I think it was a bit of an outdated joke. It was a Dahmer green screen video, but it's all good. I don't think it was necessary. Check it out. Check out the Clockwork E video and stay on the lookout because I think you're going to be seeing and maybe even hearing some collaborations between the Backseat Boys and Clockwork E very soon.
Brothers in Silver. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Brothers in Silver. We got Brothers in Brick. We got Brothers in Bat. We got Brothers in Silver. This is banging, dude.
We only have a liking for certain people who rock the silvers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they have to be a duo. Or it has to be two or more.
Mm-hmm.
That's just to exclude Phil. And I think you guys are bullying him with that.
No, we're talking
I'll just take all the gold then.
We're talking about these other J-Brones.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you know.
We're talking about people who wear silver without context. Those guys wear silver because obviously they're trying to be the rapping incarnation of Tin Man because they're tin heads.
Yeah. And that's dope. And they cut a dope ass promo. I remember for the Gathering of the Juggalos
in their underwears.
Yeah. That popped the shit out of me.
On this episode.
Right.
The clips from that video.
Big Joe. But all right, we're at a 2-minute countdown till Raw, you guys.
Clockwork E, Brothers in Silver, we're going to be appearing in a cool little skit for their upcoming album. Can't really tell you too much about it, but it's going to be dope.
Backseat Boys officially making their we're officially making our music debut. And if you guys could see right now, I'm firing up the Netflix, getting ready to watch some Monday Night Raw live on Netflix. And if you don't tune in, then you're fired.
Damn. What a mark.
you are.
And more details to come. We're going to be appearing. I don't know if you guys covered this. You probably did. Appearing in Gloucester City for.
We did.
Yeah. New Jack City Slam, right?
Yep. This Saturday. Exciting. Yeah. As long as it doesn't snow 12 inches, we're going to head right over to this bad area and have an awesome match. We're going to make our presence felt. It's not really a bad area. I'm just saying that because of Brian Logan. That's all.
You don't
our
know.
Heart is with Brian Logan.
You don't know what we're coming there for. You don't know why. Well,
we're going to be there. We're going to be there.
It's
this
a
day.
Bad area because we're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I want to do is I want to make a personalized license plate on the bad area. I want it to say Gee. So I'm going to have that. We'll debut that next week. It'll say Gee on the license plate. I'll do that for next week.
Can you bring up the graphic again really quick?
What?
Can you bring up the graphic again for bad area?
Oh, sure.
I just realized something about the license plate. I have to check this out.
Yeah.
I was trying to see like if that was like it looked for a second like a Maryland or a Virginia license plate. I was like, yeah, that's appropriate.
It did look like one.
The license plate should actually say, how is Gee?
That's what it's going to say. How is Gee? right out of Pat Tanaka, you know, from the Orient Express.
We'll talk about this more next week, but I will leave you all with this. Let's talk about AI a little bit more next week. We'll talk about AI graphics. We'll talk about AI music. Because someone had a little comment about AI music used in pro wrestling, and we'll have some more words about that. I like that conversation. I like that little topic. We'll talk more about AI. I think it's one of the greatest tools that not just in the wrestling industry, but in general, it's one of the greatest tools we can have right now.
And we're going to have a sophisticated and intelligent conversation about it, because here's the thing. There are positives and negatives to artificial intelligence that we are discovering every day. AI is not something that is particularly new in concept, but it is new in practice. So we need to be mindful of that before we start being judgmental to anyone out there.
Agreed. And just to say, I want to end on this, you guys. This is funny. This is a you're going the right way. Next week, we're going to try to get Pat Sullivan, the bare knuckle fighter, on here at least for a few minutes to talk to us about his upcoming fight at the Wells Fargo Center. He's one of the best bare knuckle boxers in Philly. You realize next Monday is also the night I debut my mantis shrimp, one of the best bare knuckle boxers in the animal friggin' kingdom. Next week, right here, the two best bare knuckle boxers in the world, in my world, anyway. But enjoy Raw, everybody, tonight. Backseats, thank you. Phil, thank you. Donnie B, love you. Gee, get better, because we love you.
We love you, Gee. Much clap.